Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Well, it's like I'm watching Watergate unfold with this story concerning the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. They had applied for a Freedom of Information Act to get some information. The Mackinac Center, for our listeners who don't know, is a resource that we use quite a bit, and then they dig into stories. They're nonpartisan, and they try to get to the heart of the story. Do you think I portrayed you correctly, Michael?
Yeah, I think that's very accurate, Tony. We do, one of the things that we do as part of our research and with our investigative journalism arm as well, is we file about 1,000 Freedom of Information requests a year. We do that of public entities that are using public information, public taxpayer money to transmit information and so on. And it's just kind of part of enhancing our research or uncovering governmental wrongdoing, and that's what we were doing in this case.
Well, Thursday night, the center received a series of death threats and bomb threats. Talk about why that happened.
Well, as you know, we usually file our FOIA requests. It's a very routine endeavor. In this case, though, one of the universities, somebody at one of the universities, leaked the information to Talking Points Memo, kind of a left-leaning national blog. They did a story on it. It was picked up by Rachel Maddow at MSNBC and so on. And, you know, the story was not characterized accurately at all in terms of what our intentions were in seeking this information. Nonetheless, we got a number of angry emails and phone calls over the course of about a week. Nothing to be too alarmed about until Thursday night. We had a series of five voice messages left at our headquarters in Midland, very explicit and very angry, saying that and it was maybe one or two different women, we can't tell, over the course of these five different messages, who basically said, "We know where your office is," and they would list our address. They said, "We are coming. You are all going to die. You know, you're going to be bombed." There were threats against the governor of Wisconsin as well, and a few other people and organizations. And we thought, gosh, we have to take this fairly seriously. The person was clearly over the top, and so we did notify not only local law enforcement, but because the death threats went beyond just us and beyond even just Michigan, we notified the FBI office in Bay City.
Now, these FOIAs that you requested were dealing with the bargaining for public employees in Wisconsin. Talk about the specifics of the story that you wanted the FOIAs to help in your research.
Well, we haven't written that story yet, Tony, so we haven't talked about the details of what we were looking for. But in this particular case, we were seeking the information from the labor studies departments at Wayne State University, Michigan, and Michigan State. Michigan Capital Confidential, which is our daily news service, routinely files these types of requests, looking into, as any journalistic endeavor, you know, as any media outlet does, you file these FOIA requests because you've gotten either a tip or you have a sense that a particular activity is going on that needs looking into. And so we were doing that. We were not doing this as a widespread thing. We were not aiming it at all 15 state universities in Michigan. We were not aiming it at the political science or the history or English departments. We were looking at just three universities, three very specific departments, as part of an ongoing story and investigation.
Now, what was interesting about this is that it was a female's voice who left the threats, correct?
Yes, yes. Again, there's one, the voice is clearly identifiable in probably four or five of the voicemails. There's a sixth one that's right in the midst of all of them that sounds like a different voice. So the police are trying to determine whether or not we've got one or two callers.
Now, one of the messages said, "Scotty Walker is dead." Who is he?
He's the governor of...
Oh, they're just referring to Scott. Okay.
Yeah.
And
at least that's what we believe they were referring to.
When you heard these, beyond calling law enforcement and whatnot and taking it seriously, was there some fear from the employees to come to work? Talk about that.
There's always some concern when you get explicit death threats and bomb threats like this from somebody who clearly sounds like they're not operating on the same level as most people that you deal with. So we've taken a few precautions, but for the most part, morale continues to be good at the center. This is part of being a part of the public debate, and you, I guess you know these days that you're having impact when people come at you in this regard. But we're not going to alter anything that we're doing in terms of our public policy research and our daily reporting, and we're hoping that the police will be able to settle this quickly and we can just move on.
Have you changed your security measures?
We have taken a few security measures, yes. I won't get into all the details because we want to be able to thwart anybody who who's trying to anticipate what our security measures might be. But yes, we have taken some steps, and we've brought in some experts to kind of give us some ideas as to how we approach this.
And Michael, have you heard any information in regards to do the police have leads who this may be?
It was our belief as of Friday that over the weekend there might be an opportunity to kind of narrow the field of possible callers. So we're hoping that today or tomorrow we might have a better idea of what's going on here and if the police might have an idea of who made these calls.
Did you get the information you were seeking?
We have not yet. The universities have not complied. They do have a window of time. They have not complied as of this point. We're hoping that they will.
Which universities did you want information from?
It was Wayne State University, the University of Michigan, and Michigan State University.
And hopefully you'll find some resolution in that sometime this week?
We're hoping so. The universities have the ability to ask for an extension to fill out the forms or to consult with their own attorneys and what have you. So it could be that they put this off yet for another couple of weeks.
Well, there's a connection you never think you'd see. Michigan, Michigan State, Wayne State, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and Rachel Maddow.
That's right. A lot of push buttons right there.
All right, Michael, we'll stay in touch with you on this story. We hope for the safety for everyone in that building. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Appreciate you having us on.